Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's a lot to this Knicks head coaching search, and it keeps going on. Each day, it seems to be something new.
There's no clarity whatsoever, and this is not the way it's supposed to look coming off the season the Knicks just had and the run of stability that they've just had. This is generally what overtakes a franchise when you're mired in, you know, half a decade of hell. Like the old Knicks, basically. I mean, just cut to the chase, the way the Knicks used to be. Not now. And that's just, it's very confounding. It's frustrating as well. There's zero messaging coming from the Garden. So and they really don't give you that anyway. But the messaging is non-existent. The morale seems to be a little low right now as well. And the vision is very much up in the air for us to interpret, which I think the Garden's doing themselves a massive disservice. Not that they're going to come out and tell us, hey, we're going to do this, so be ready for it. But I, the longer they let this stay off the rails, I think the worse it gets for them. It's a bad look.
You know, there are concerns about, well, if the Knicks had a clear direction after firing Tibbs, you better have a guy or two identified that you want. Like, that's a concern because they clearly didn't, right? It could be anybody right now. How many guys they've been turned down for? 5 already. And then it's, oh, maybe Mike Brown, maybe Jenkins, maybe Johnny Bryan. That's not even my biggest concern. My biggest concern, I have two of them. One would be the chemistry inside that locker room, where there seems to be a clear divide between the Tibbs backers and the non-Tibbs backers. And on one side, you have Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, and then I'm not sure who else is joining them or who's opposing that, but there does seem to be a divide there. The other thing, and we alluded to this earlier, in case you missed anything, check out on the Free Odyssey app, the Rick Brunson stuff, because one domino could lead to the next. Like, Tibbs going, that's one big domino. Now what happens with Rick Brunson, that could be the next. Mm-hmm. And then what happens with Jalen Brunson, which could be the biggest of all. Like, it's a crack in the foundation. It could become a major, major problem with leaks coming through left and right to where you have to repair it. And I don't know if it can be repaired if either Leon Rose decides to step away for whatever, like if it were Dolan forcing the issue, or even more realistic, I guess, forcing Rick Brunson out and then having Jalen Brunson sit there and be like, well, you got rid of my dad and my coach and Tibbs, and now maybe he's not comfortable. Those are my two biggest concerns.
I think those are very valid concerns, and I share those concerns with you right now. I do think where you and I splinter off in a bit of a different direction. Like, I'm not worried to the point that you are about Brunson being able to deal with his dad maybe being told, hey, it's time to move on. I think he'll find a way to do it. I just do. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit to compartmentalize true emotion. Like, if the Knicks do his dad dirty, you know, maybe Jalen just, he's got a feeling that can never subside and will haunt him and would take away from his play. I don't think so, but you never know. I also, though, I subscribe to a very basic premise when it comes to coaching. Like, you've got to put the new coach, once you make a decision on the old coach, you got to put the new coach in the best possible situation. And when a coach is forced to inherit, certain aspects of whether it's a radio station or a football team or a basketball team, I think that it could get very sloppy and it could become poisonous And I'm not looking to do that.
Right. So that's what we really disagree is that
totally.
I would, and I'm not usually a person who's going to placate the superstar. In this case, I would. I would do what. Now, they already made one mistake, as far as I'm concerned, firing Tibbs, because that goes against what Brunson wanted. Clearly, it goes against what Brunson wanted. Okay. But I could be okay with that if you bring in the right guy, clearly, and forget about how they're getting there, whatever. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, even though you could argue that you shouldn't. If this new setup, whoever the head coach is, doesn't keep Rick Brunson, I can't be on board with that, because now I really think you're undercutting the superstar player who has been the singular guy to really bring this franchise back.
Okay, let's say for a moment that Rick Brunson actually becomes the coach.
I'd rather that than the opposite.
I know. That's why I bring it back, because that came up earlier in the show. So there's no way in hell I would do that. But let's just say for a moment that it happens. Yeah. And Rick is now the head coach, and everybody on the staff moves up a seat. So Rick goes for the top assistant. He's the head coach, number two, number one assistant, so on and so forth. And you might have to add somebody who wasn't there, because you got to round out the numbers. I think there's five assistants. Well, actually, I think there's like 13 or 14. But actually on the bench, let's say that there's four or five. Everybody moves up a seat. See, there's the, how would Jalen feel if his dad was whacked stuff, which we've discussed. But there's also this. What if Rick Brunson wants to pretty much do what Tom Thibodeau was doing, which to me is not good enough? I don't want the same stuff. Otherwise, I would have just kept Tom Thibodeau.
You know, the one thing that I like, well, but that's what I would have done. So at least it's in line with me. I can understand why you'd say you want it differently. And I could also understand the idea that Rick Brunson could be a problem. His presence is an issue. His non-presence, if he's not here, it might be an issue.
Could be. Could be. But we know his presence is an issue. I guess the variable is, and this is just kind of a playing on the words here, his presence still could be an issue. Like, we know it was. We don't know if his absence will be a problem.
When I say it's an issue, it doesn't mean it's a detriment. Like, just because some players are speaking out, that players bitch about everything. Like, who's to say that they're right? His presence, meaning, like, they got to figure out what to do with him. Either keep him, which could undermine the new head coach to a certain extent.
That's disaster.
Or remove him, which could hurt the superstar. Like, that's what I mean by his presence is an issue here that, mm-hmm. that they have to figure out. If you elevate him to head coach, I'll tell you one thing about Rick Brunson. The more I think about it, maybe it just makes sense. I would trust him to get in those other guys' ass.
I do too.
He'll hold them accountable. He's not afraid of anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They're not playing hard. He's going to get on them. Not that Tibbs couldn't do it, but maybe Brunson could do it in a different way. Now, the offensive, mind there, is that there? Probably not the way that it would be with, say, Mike Brown or Jenkins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, they're in it's a tricky spot when you're talking about your superstar and his father being on the staff, when you just let go of the guy who was keeping it all together and Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I think that his instincts and his reset is to go emotional, to be tough, to go old school. And you and I always love that stuff. Yeah. We're always going to like it more than we're not. But I don't know if that's really what the team needs. I think it's really more a recalibration of how they play in terms of just how they deploy Cat, what they do with Bridges, what they do with OG, how they lessen the burden on Jalen Brunson. And they started doing it a little bit in the Pacers series where they had Mikal Bridges bring the ball up and having Jalen start some games off the ball. All right, maybe that's a cue to what they're going to do moving forward. But I think it's not just a temperament, which I think Rick would be great at. He'd be feisty.
Yeah.
It's an offensive, and it's right. A complete overhaul of how they play. And I don't know if he's capable of doing that.
Fair enough. He wouldn't be my first choice. My main concern, though, was just making sure Jalen is good.
Yeah.
And if Jalen, now maybe he can't say this directly to his dad. Maybe he could. I don't know.
I'm sure he could say whatever he wants to his dad. I think they've got that relationship.
Okay. But then do you think that Jalen wants his father removed from the Knicks coaching staff?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't think he wants. I'm going to guess. I don't think he wants him to be removed actively. But I think that he understands there's some less than perfect things going on, and that Thibodeau's already gone. Rick was a bit of an issue somehow, even going back to DiVincenzo. I just think that he's smart enough to know that it's got to be about the majority and not just his dad.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Boy, he might be the, like, what, whoever they hire is less relevant than what they do with Rick Brunson. One way or another, he's either going to be here or he's not. And if he is here, you're going to have people like you who are going to be like, ah, this is not the right way that I would do it. And I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
You should hire a head coach or a manager. Let them pick their staff. That doesn't happen all the time anymore. Didn't happen with Tibbs. So it's not going to happen necessarily. But the other part of me is saying, I don't want to upset Jalen Brunson any further. So I really don't know how he truly feels or how he would feel in the event that a new head coach came in and says, I'm in charge and I want to move on. All due respect to your pops, but this is how we're going to do things. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019. Frank is calling from Newark. What's up, Frank?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. I'm a first-time caller to the show, man, but I've been listening from the beginning.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I'm 60 years old, man, so I went through a lot with these Knicks, man. We're all the way back to Bernard King days.
BK in the house. Stand up, BK. It's my boy.
You two guys seem like you're on the, separate end of the spectrum as far as it goes with Rick Brunson.
Yes.
So if the management is on the same level as kind of we on thinking about it, well, what do you guys think would be their position? How would they go? Would they tell Brunson first? Would they tell Jalen first to try to minimize some of the backlash, have him prepared to be without his father?
Yeah.
Or do you tell the father first, and let him bring it to the son, like with the organization at stake? I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys' response.
You got it, Frank. Thanks for making that first call to us, man. We appreciate it. I think even before that, and that is obviously paramount to the decision, what you laid out, I think the first obstacle is the new coach that you bring in. He's got to weigh in on whether or not he wants Rick. Now, if he says, I don't, well, now, Frank, I could kind of take the baton from your point and now address it. Coach doesn't want him. I think what you do is I think you go to Rick Brunson first because Rick would be the one who would be losing his job. So organization to man, a man that you respect, you would have to say, we're moving on. And then residually, you're going to have to deal with Jalen any fallout.
Don't you think these conversations between Leon Rose and Jalen and Rick have already taken place? I would assume,
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I would assume that would be the case if you're talking about Leon Rose, who knows Brunson, obviously is familiar with him. Rick Brunson, same thing. And you're firing a head coach who they were comfortable with. There has to be a conversation that would be, hey, well, what does this mean? If another guy comes in and Leon could say, well, we're going to let the next head coach decide if he's going to keep his staff intact or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like I would think, or flat out saying, well, don't worry about it. You're safe regardless of who the head coach is. You've got a job here.
Which is good for Rick Brunson, but not necessarily good for the Knicks. Yeah, it's great to get that assurance. But again, that is the fundamental wrong move. Shoving a coach.
I don't know how you do that. I feel like we're
asking for trouble.
Understood. I just feel like that conversation has already taken place.
I hope so. I don't know for sure. I don't know what's going on there right now. I really don't.
If you're doing it the right way would be Leon Rose talking. Because whenever something like that happens, I don't think you could just leave lame ducks sitting there waiting for the cycle. Don't you owe it to the employees kind of? Or if you're an employee, the head coach, you're going to ask and inquire about, okay, or an assistant coach, hey, what does this mean moving forward? Like, am I good here? Or mm-hmm. Especially if you're that tight.
Yeah.
If you're superstar, your son is a superstar on the team, I would think that he would inquire about it, or at least Leon Rose would go to him and say, hey, Rick, here's what we're going to do. We moved on from Tibbs. We're going to hire a new head coach, and we're going to let him decide what he's going to do with the staff.
That's a humane thing to do. That doesn't always happen in business. I would also like to know, because Tom Thibodeau's $30 million extension has not yet kicked in, so that was obviously tacked on to the pre-existing contract. There's a chance, I don't know Rick Brunson's contractual status, but maybe Rick Brunson's contract is up, and maybe it's just business as usual. Like, all right, we'll see what we're going to do. And, you know, if he's got 3 years to go, well, then that's a different conversation. If it's up, that's a different conversation.
Steve is calling from New Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Sal, BT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How are you guys?
Good. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
BT, I was more along your lines during this time, or Tibbs. I thought it was time for a new voice, but I wouldn't have freaked if Tibbs came back. It wasn't like an Adam Gase situation.
No. No.
Right. So it just feels like now you nailed it before. When you have a season like we had, and we haven't been there forever, the way we feel now is just unbelievable. And there's so many, you want to take a shower. There's just so many angles to this. The Brunson with his father. Was it Leon Rose? Is Dolan meddling again? The division in the camp. It's just amazing how we are feeling like this after the season we had.
It's and crazy, Steve.
Yeah, six wins from a championship, yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so, I'm sorry. I usually call up to argue with you because you push my buttons. You do a good job.
Well, I appreciate that.
But you are on point. The one thing that's been bothering me, Indiana's cohesion is tremendous. Their pieces just fit. And I felt this year it was a little funky at times. We all saw that with Bridges. You fit in. You made a great point about chemistry's bothering me now. If there's like a division among the team where there's resentment, Mitch, Jalen, and Art, with the Bridges in town on the other side, I don't know, that really bothers me. Well, going next year.
I don't know if there is that, Steve, but do the math, yeah. Right? And thank you for the call. We appreciate the kind words, and we appreciate you taking the time to call us here. Do the math. If Zerbiak alluded to it before the postseason, which he did, and then we've heard the reports afterwards, some people unhappy with Rick Brunson, some people unhappy with Tibbs, and then they fire Tibbs. So, like, these are factual things that are being reported. And then you also have some people complaining about Tibbs while Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart on the side of Tibbs. That creates a division. Who is it exactly? We can speculate, and educated speculation.
Sure.
But that to me would be that there. You also saw them fighting on the. Now, that's not a huge deal because it does happen.
Yep.
But in a playoff game, in a tight situation where things are going sideways, yelling at each other on the bench.
Yep.
There seems to be some inner conflict there with this group.
Especially since one of the figures involved in that blow-up, and that usually doesn't bother me at all. Things happen on the sidelines, whatever, get over it. Just be big boys, make amends, dap each other up, and get heated, big deal.
Right.
But the guy who was in the middle, Cat, has been the source of all these leaks and stories like, you know, the Knicks players were frustrated with his inability to grasp the defensive system all year. You know, and what happens, like, I think people interpret that like, okay, you know, and I think OG was the other one involved. Yeah. Jalen had a kind of, then Jalen kind of got involved a little bit as well.
Yeah.
He did, which I like. I think, though, that people see that and they're like, that's a reaction to the Knicks not doing well defensively, which is the obvious part. But I think it's more of a reaction when you miss an assignment, same if a safety blows something up on the third level in the NFL and the corner looks bad. I think it's OG saying, dude, because you're not doing your job, you're making me look bad. Now I'm out of position, and now people are saying I'm getting beat by my guy. I'm not really getting beat. I am, but I wouldn't get beat if you weren't getting beat. So I think there's a lot there, but I think it's very clear that it's Bridges and it's Cat. It might be Cat more than Bridges, but as our last caller said, there's a lot of layers here. One layer that we haven't really tapped into, I don't even know if it's worthy going in now or later, but just keep an eye on it. Is there an issue between Brunson and Bridges? We just assume Villanova boys, they're good. They're tight. I don't know. I mean, if the two guys during the exit interviews are the two guys that torched Tom Thibodeau, the guy that Jalen Brunson loves, is there a little disconnect between, forget about Cat, Brunson and Bridges?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's fair to bring up. And by the way, we don't know who torched Tibbs in the exit interview, but it's got to be somebody relevant. It can't be Landry Shamet saying, well, I didn't get enough minutes. Nobody's going to, no, all due respect, like, nobody's going to care about that.
Yeah.
So let's focus on the guys who were the big pieces. We know that Hart wasn't doing it. At least we assume Hart wasn't doing it. We know Jalen Brunson wasn't doing it. Who does that leave?
I don't think it was Deuce either coming off the bench.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I don't even know if he's impactful enough. Same thing with Mitchell Robinson. Like, those guys were impactful. Is their voice really going to hold more water than Jalen Brunson? Where you look at the star players, like OG, I don't know. I guess he could be
either. He could be one of them.
He could be either way. I could see him supporting Tibbs. I could see him complaining about Tibbs.
Yeah, me too.
But you would think, I mean, Bridges has spoken out on the record in season.
Yeah, before the Portland game, he said it. And Tom Thibodeau lied about it. Didn't Tom say, no, we didn't discuss
it? Tried to cover him up. Yeah, something like that. I thought he was trying to cover up his player. Either way. I was going to say it's fascinating, but it's really not. It's more frustrating than fascinating. The Knickies are having a problem searching for a head coach as it continues here. I wonder how long it's going to go on for. There are many layers to it. We've discussed them all. Some frustrating, some fascinating. But in the end, like, they got to get a head coach soon here. I mean, we're approaching 4th of July. What is today? June 13th. June 13th.
Is that the 15th?
15th, it's right.
Oh, it's the 13th. That's right.
We've been on the Friday the 13th. That's how I do it. The Friday the 13th theme. Right. Father's Day the 15th.
Yep.
Father's Day weekend. I mean, I guess they have another week or so. Like,
they got time. But what's the next most important decision? that they've got to make?
Well, I would think it's going to be the head coach unless they've already made the decision on Rick Brunson, because I do think the Rick Brunson decision is going to be an important one.
Yeah, but I'm saying before or after, I should say. Like, when is, like, the draft is what? June 25th and June 26th, okay?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the draft, that's what I'm saying. Summer League starts shortly thereafter.
I was thinking Summer League because that's what the early reports were. They're good as long as they have a coach in place by Summer League, but you would think you'd want a coach that's there for the draft, no?
I would think so. Yeah, 100%. I think they will. I don't know who it's going to be necessarily.
Well, that means we've got about 10 days. About 10 days. Draft is 25th. The 13th. You get 12 days actually to the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you... Put it this way. I think that you want it done and you want to introduce him before the draft. So, yes. Can you get it done on the morning of the 25th, which would be the draft? Sure. I think it's done... I think it's done like 5-6 days. I think it's going to get done fairly soon.
Next week we'll be talking about the new head coach.
I do.
And then from there, we'll be talking about, I mean, I'm sure if they have a press conference, which you would think that they would, right? I mean, I don't remember, but would they have an initial press conference?
Yes, they might do it in-house.
With certain media allowed there.
They'll do something. They have to. They can't not introduce the coach.
All right, and then at that press conference, I'm sure he's going to be asked about his staff, specifically Rick Brunson.
Yeah, that might even leak before. Like, he's staying or he's going. I would be put it this way. I don't think, let's say that I'm right and they do it next week, late next week, or even early the week, whatever. I don't think that we go into that introductory press conference for the new Knick coach not knowing if Rick Brunson's still a part of the team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the most, to me, probably the biggest decision that they have to make, the new head coach. And from there, because whether he stays or goes, it's going to be a talking point. If he stays, you're going to think it's a problem. If he goes, I'm going to be worried it's going to be a problem for Jalen Brunson until we hit Jalen Brunson to talk about. So that's going to, staying or going, Rick Brunson's going to be a story here.
But just to be clear, I'll only think it's a problem if he's forced upon the new hire.
But don't you think that that would be the case?
I don't know. I honestly don't know that.
They may not come out and say that.
We might not know right away, but somebody's going to, Shams, Begley, somebody's going to do some digging. We will eventually get the answer if... The new coach was for if Brunson was forced on the new coach,
or he just say like I'm not allowed to pick my staff or something like that. Like it's going to come out whether the coach is allowed to pick his staff or not. I believe Brunson is going to be forced on the next head coach.
You could be right. I just don't think it's smart at all. I mean, well, if we're using the word forced, I think that's idiotic. I mean, not forget about not being smart. I think that that is a massive mistake.
BT and Sal on the fan 888-808-1019, the number to call. Also talking about Juan Soto a little bit yesterday. We talked some Mets today. Jerry is calling from Boca Raton, Florida, wants to chime in on Soto. What's up, Jerry?
Yeah, BT and Sal, great to speak to you guys today. Sal, you really triggered me with the Alonso comment, and I totally agree with you. You know, as great as he is, we got to fix that problem, giving up outs. Doesn't only lose you a game, it could lose you a seed, it could knock you out of the playoffs. But, oh, man, I'm going crazy with Soto. Not running out of the box. Some of his home runs don't even clear the fence by so much, the ones that he admires. He already has a wall ball single. You have the fly ball to right field the other day where he got stuck on first, and there's been three or four other times. And I'm just wondering if you guys think giving up bases has an equal negative impact to giving up outs. Is this something to fix? And can Mendy go there? I'll listen to your response.
Yeah, why don't you're a big Soto guy.
Yeah, I have no issue with it. He's Juan Soto. And more often than not, he's running hard or playing hard. I have no issue with him in the outfield. He doesn't lollygag it. There's no issues out there as far as I'm concerned. He's made some nice plays. He's running better on the base pass this year as far as stolen bases. He's on track.
He's got nine, right?
I thought he was 8 of 8, I'm not mistaken. But either way, I think his career high was like 13 or something like that. So he's on pace to have his most productive stolen base year of his career. Does he bust it out of the box every single time? No. And it wasn't just the Boston thing. He thought he got that one. All right, it was a mistake. Mendy called him out for it. Yeah, I was watching over the last series. I guess it was, who the hell did they just sweep here?
The Nats.
The Nationals, right, yeah.
Against the Rockies.
Against the Nationals.
Or after the Rockies.
There were certain times where he wasn't hustling all the way right out of the box. I don't have an issue with it. And especially in the postseason, I think he'll ratchet it up a little bit more. I'm not concerned about it. Pete, to me, is a bigger problem as far as his throws.
Let's use some common sense here, guys. I mean, I could very easily, you know, tweak and play the adversarial role here. A lot of superstars don't do that. I mean, when Viento showed that earlier in the year, we all had a problem with it. He hadn't earned that stripe yet, even though he had a really good last year, Vientos. But I just think that when you watch Juan Soto, yeah, there's been some moments where, you know, kind of Hollywooding it, looking, oh, that's not going. All right. I think that's, unfortunately, far too common around. Now, Aaron Judge doesn't do that, which is one of the reasons why Aaron Judge is incredibly special in many reasons. But a lot of stars have done that. Reggie Jackson used to do it here. I think for the most part, Alex Rodriguez played fairly hard. Derek always played hard. But this is who he is. And I don't think it's crept in where it's become a detriment defensively or on the bases yet. And if it does, well, I think Mendoza will have a good pulse and he'll talk to him. But it is what it is, man. We might want something different, but it's not. It is what it is.
It's part of who he is, and he's scrutinized to the highest of degrees. I mean, is Pete Alonso busting it out of the box every single time? To be honest with you, I'm not saying he is or isn't, but I haven't noticed that he isn't. But I'm also not watching him maybe the same way that we are scrutinizing Soto in his first year with the Mets. I did not notice this to be an issue last year with the Yankees at all.
I didn't. Okay. I didn't either.
So. And we were watching him closely, but was it an issue at all? Maybe we're watching him to a different extent because...
No, it wasn't an issue.
Okay, right. Now, he did not hustle, and I didn't even have a problem with starting with the Yankee series. Mm-hmm. Remember, we had this debate.
Was a bad look.
Okay, well, but it was blatantly obvious, the Yankee series and then the following series against the Red
game.
Sox.
The next game.
When he thought he got one off the monster,
correct.
Didn't. So it became a thing. So now maybe there's a little more scrutiny on it than even normal, but I never noticed it with him in his career. I could see why somebody would pick it out because I even noticed it watching, well, I forget which exact game or which exact moment the other day where I was like, wasn't running hard out of the box there. But I'm not going to go nuts about it. This is what happens sometimes with star players.
Guys, here's the other thing, too. And again, ideally, we would live in a world where they all bust ass down the first baseline and don't showboat as well. I mean, I don't mind a little bat flip, but I don't need 6 seconds of staring to see if it's gone, Soto or anybody else, and then it bang off a wall and you get held to a single. Of course, we would all love not to have to deal with that. But I also think because he didn't get off to a good statistical start, you know, it was much more centrally part of the conversation. Whereas with the Yankees, I don't know, maybe he actually did do that once or twice early last April as a Yankee.
Right.
But because he was hitting 370 and carrying the mail while Judge was scuffling, nobody said a damn thing about it. The fact that he wasn't playing well obviously made it worse.
That's exactly right. He's under the microscope for all those reasons that you just mentioned.
Real quick, we'll get back to the Knicks stuff, obviously, a little baseball too. I saw Aaron Rodgers. Listen, it wasn't a quote that was directly attributed to him. This was yesterday. I'm gonna call BS. Let's check the BS meter on this. Aaron Rodgers said that
I like that, by the way. Brandon, Sal.
A little BS meter?
There could be a BS meter.
There we go. New bit.
Look,
let's get a sponsor. Let's roll.
We stumbled across it. I like it.
You can't stop us.
The BS meter. Yeah.
There we go. I like
it. Yes.
Hoff, write that down. Yeah. Don't forget because we will. The BS meter. So let's get our little needle out here and see where it's going to point on the old BS meter.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers said that he would have retired before signing with the Giants this offseason. That apparently he had no interest in playing for the Giants and Brian Daboll. Now, do we believe that, or is that his way, because he does have a massive ego, of maybe explaining away their lack of, shall we say, less than all-in interest in him?
Now, I'm confused at this. I did not see this report, but I remember Rodgers speaking highly of Brian Daboll and the meetings.
Huh?
And not ruling out the Giants as a realistic possibility. Also, I believe the Giants wanted him. They just didn't want to wait for him. I am calling high BS on that.
Are you?
Yeah, I think Rodgers, you and I both, I think, agreed about this. I didn't think there was any way he was retiring, period. Dating back to when it was in season with the Jets, I believed Rodgers was going to play again one way or another. I mean, if he were going to be a backup somewhere, maybe that would have been a difficult pill that he wouldn't have wanted to swallow. But I thought he was going to get an opportunity to start, and I believed he wanted to play. So I'm calling BS on that. I believe he would have played and started for the Giants rather than retire.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of feeling that way a little bit, but I was making me reconsider. Let's see. Is the 2024 season wound down? It came clear. Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers would not remain with the Jets. Speculation began over where he would go next.
Yeah.
There were plenty of suitors, of course, including the Giants. At least that's what we were led to believe. Now, it seems Rodgers was never going to sign with the Giants, preferring retirement. And now here's a quote, but you're also kind of piecing things together. This is Ryan Dunleavy. I think he covers the Steelers out there in Pittsburgh. Despite his free agent discussions with the Giants and praise of Daboll, Rodgers told the Steelers media today that it was either here or nowhere and not play. All right, so now let's extend this a little forward. Is this?
I'm calling an 8 on the BS meter.
You know,
on that one.
Now that I hear that, I might have to go a little higher than I thought because this might be his way of ingratiating himself to the Steelers media. I don't think that there was any intention to harpoon the Giants. It seemed like he had authentic respect for Daboll. The only thing I will say is, you know, when you play in the same backyard as the Giants, you are very privy to any dysfunction or sloppiness that might be going on. And maybe he just didn't respect where they were as a franchise. It's pretty easy to respect the Steelers a whole lot more than you do the Giants.
Yeah, but the question was retire or play for the Giants. Remember, if he were with the Giants, he was going to be the starting quarterback. This is pre-Russell Wilson.
No question.
So you're telling me
Wait,
that
was Jameis there, though? Not that that would have mattered. I think Jameis had already
been
signed
at that point, but still, he was going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
So am I supposed to believe that Aaron Rodgers would rather retire than play for the Giants? BS. Matter of fact, I'm changing my score. I'm like, that's a 10. I'm calling BS on Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Rodgers. Yeah, he's lying. I don't believe he wanted to retire. He wanted to play again. So whatever starting opportunity he would have had, I believe he would have taken it, especially with the Giants and Daboll, who he spoke so highly of.
He
so
did.
That
he
does
did.
Not, I think that's a, it was here or nowhere. I think he's calling. He didn't have any other choices. Maybe he's referencing Minnesota more so than anything else. Minnesota did not want him.
Yes, that's true. And he seemed to have wanted them the most.
Correct. The Giants did want him. They just didn't want to wait around forever with him. And maybe they got the idea that he'd prefer going with the Steelers. Also, he wants to win. So I could see him choosing the Steelers and the Vikings over the Giants.
Me
but
too.
If he had to only play quarterback for the Giants or retire, I'm calling BS. I think he would have been quarterback for the Giants.
I just don't know with this guy.
Now,
I don't know. I mean, would it stun you? He just got married. Nobody even knows what she looks like. There's some rumors that... You know, she was in the documentary on the plane rubbing his foot with the Achilles.
Oh, got to go back and check that.
Yeah, but you don't see her face. I think you just see her hand. I don't think one of the women you do, the other you don't. Okay. I think it was just like kind of rubbing the scar from the surgery.
Maybe he married both.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know with Rodgers. God bless him.
One's tough enough, you want to?
Yeah. I mean, at times. So does it bother you that, depends what time of day, does it bother you that the Jets are already 0-1?
What do you mean?
They're not beating Rodgers, dude.
I think they're going to destroy Rodgers.
Oh,
I think
come
they're
going to
beat the living crap out of Rodgers.
Oh, he's going to come
I think they're
going to
smoke his ass.
He is going to light them up.
I can't wait for that game, actually. I think it's a great start.
I was really considering trying to go to it, but, you know, these games, sometimes they're better to watch on TV, especially week one. You want to have everything in front of you.
And I think the Giants are at the same time, too. So I'm going to record, do the juggle, and I'm going, I think... One of my trips is like the next week or
I'm
traveling fairly early in the season.
Those, by the way, a lot of Giants Jets same time this
year. I know. I did see that. A lot of guys. I think there's only two or three instances where there's not.
Steelers minus 3 currently.
That's fantastic. Good for the Steelers. I don't think the Steelers are really that good. I really don't.
Dude, Tomlin.
Tomlin. I mean, I like Mike Tomlin.
Steelers defense.
Mike Tomlin's not.
You don't think Rodgers is going to try to stick it to
He's going to try. Of course. I know he's going to try.
Oh.
By the way, what the hell did the Jets really do? I mean...
Aaron Glenn didn't want him. Made him fly across country to tell him he didn't want him.
All right, but I mean, the organization kissed his ass for years.
He
gave him all the power.
He
personnel power.
I think Rodgers is going to unleash the beast and just dance all over the Jets.
I don't see it, man. Not with this Jets defense that's going to actually learn how to tackle this summer with Aaron Glenn. Something AG was talking about in his press conference the other day. Wrapping up, pursuing.
Here we go.
I can't wait. As much as I don't want... it's funny. I always get to this point kind of right about now. I don't want to just say, I can't wait for football because you're zooming through the summer. And I don't want this. It's just starting. I don't want it to end.
Can we
obviously.
Dip in a pool first? I mean, good God.
Well, it's
going
to be 65 tomorrow. You can. Sucks.
Know.
So I don't want to just speed it that much, but I am really excited about the Jets this year. I'm not saying, I don't mean like a gaudy win total. I am really hoping that they look like a buttoned up, functional, professional, accountable organization. And my bet is that they will, because my man H.E.'s not taking any smack.
I, too, am excited to see what this new regime, specifically Aaron Glenn, Justin Fields, what they're going to do. However, I think week one against a better football team, a more proven football team, a well-coached football team, a good defensive football team with a quarterback, that was the one thing that was missing last year, that's got something to prove, not just to the Jets, but to everybody. What better way for Mr. Rodgers to come into his old neighborhood and set the tone for the season. Oh, dude, this is going to be a great storyline week one.
And if you subscribe to the Jets torment like some of our buddies do, like Joe B and some others, you already think that it's going to be 33-13 Steelers. I don't think that myself. But, you know, the other thing, too, I think I said this when you were out one of the days where when we got the schedule, I said, all right, if we have to, I prefer not to play Rodgers, even though it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Because I don't really want to tempt fate and have him throw for 350, maybe.
Oh, man.
But if I had to play him, I think week one is the perfect time. You know why? He's not taking any snaps during the preseason games.
Right.
He's not going to take one snap. So how sharp is he? And think about now. I know he's not coming off the injury, so now he can actually train for the season rather than rehab his body, which was different than last year. But if you look at, you know, last year, the first seven games, so whatever it was, not good. The last 8-9 games-ish, he was very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Statistically, he looked different. He was rolling out, making some high-degree throws, running a little bit, high-level throws, running a bit. So I think while Aaron Rodgers will have a pretty good season for the Steelers, I don't think he's ready to roll right away with the juice in week one because he's not going to do anything this summer.
Remember, though, chip on his shoulder for the way he was treated by the Jets organization, specifically Aaron
Chip Lane. On a 40-year-old shoulder.
Okay, fair enough, but he's still Aaron Rodgers. Got DK Metcalf.
He?
Also, he knows that Jets defense better than anybody else going up against it.
And they know him now. They know him.
Ooh, baby.
They know he ain't going to run much.
That is going to be... I don't think you could cook up a better storyline for week one.
The only way you make that better, and I'm happy that they didn't do it because I was begging, please, I just want to... Let me just move along anonymously. Let me toil in that. And 1 o'clock, 4th CBS broadcast team, no disrespect. Let me just see what's happening with Aaron Glenn, not on Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. But this was a game. When you really think about it, this probably should be primetime.
Oh, it should be.
Rodgers.
It's going to be good enough anyway. I'll tell you this. I'm going to root for the Jets. I root for the Jets and Giants every year. And it'd be nice for once to get a decent football season from one of these teams. Like, for once. Get us beyond October. Please, can you? I'm begging you. One of you. You get two. Can one be worthy of some quality football for at least, I don't know, week 10? Is that asking too much?
Who do you think's got a better chance to deliver that, what you're begging for right now, which we're all begging for?
I don't think the Jets. I don't think either. I mean, I can make an argument for the Giants if everything goes right. I don't think either is going to do it this year.
Really?
But at least
the Dolphins are in turmoil. Patriots aren't that good.
At least the Jets, it's year one. So, like, there's more acceptable
learning like, incremental
curve.
Progress will feel bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
think
I
win six games, but you'd be like, you know what? This was a really strong season.
Well, I'd have to see the six wins. I need a little more than six.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
I'm not saying it's a really strong. They go 6-11.
You could say that there's building blocks. Hey, they played discipline. They played together. They played hard, blah, blah, blah. Consistent.
Yeah. AG looks like he's not overwhelmed.
Correct.
They got the right guy, blah, blah, blah.
With the Giants, if they win six games, it's a disaster, and I think that they will. As much as I'm rooting for both football teams, I got to root for my guy week one. I'm sorry.
Who's your guy now?
Rodgers. And he's been my guy.
He just said you were rooting for the Jets.
No, for the season, but for week one,
you want Rodgers to...
Oh, I want him to light him up.
But what do you want more? Like 3 hours of you feeling good for some crazy reason because you love Rodgers, and I like him too. But if the Jets lose that game, the prospects of a good season, which you were just begging for, the odds decrease.
I want Rodgers to light him up.
Oh, we're gonna kill each other that first week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.